Was there anything else about the art show that you wanted to talk about?
Just that it's this really participatory thing. I'm trying to bring together kink stuff and art world stuff, primarily because, for one thing, it's always happened in my work. There's always been a lot of those things in conjunction. But also, I think that there's a lot that the art world can learn from the kink world.
And probably vice versa, right?
Yes and no. I think that the kink world has, in some ways, a lot more going on.
What do you think the art world could learn from the kink world?
To kind of abandon the obsession with documentation, to really look at embodiment, to stop thinking about these sort of abstractions of the audience, to really return to particular interaction, and to think about, whether or not financial gain is the be-all or end-all, what community actually means, how do you create a legacy if there isn't a lot of money there to back it up?
Well, and also because with kink, the motivation is rarely financial.
Yeah.
Right?
And that's the thing that has been so powerful to me. I mean, I made a conscious decision, I'd say probably about 8 years ago, to really start really start thinking about my body, really start thinking about these issues in relationship to my artistic practice. And I think one of the things that's really powerful to me in the kink community is that I've found people who are amazingly creative, and the fact is that there's no real way to make money at it. There's no real way to have a career in it, in the way that there can be in the art world. And so people end up in the art world sort of with this false illusion that they can have a career.
Yeah.
And that starts to determine how they conduct themselves. Whereas the fact that there really isn't a career in kink means that people are not...
They're doing it for the sake of doing it.
Yeah.
Because they're passionate about it.
Yeah.
I mean, every now and again, you'll find someone who makes a few extra bucks doing rope or something like that. And they find you when you talk to them, do you find that chances are they also have a day job.
Yeah.
But it's not nearly as fulfilling as what they do for their extra scratch or something on the side,
yeah.
Right?
And that is what the art world used to be in the 60s and 70s.
Right.
It was not a place where people could sort of have a kind of comfortable living.
Yeah.
And I think that really powerful work came out of it.
And I think, too, you can tell I think one can easily see in aspects of even porn.
Mm-hmm.
When someone makes something and they're passionate about it, but then they start changing it for the sake of financial gain.
Sure.
It becomes very formulaic.
Yeah.
Because that's what works. That's what sells, right?
Yeah.
And so it dramatically changed. I remember I used to have a subscription to whatever the femdom kink.com site was,
mm-hmm.
right? I had a subscription, and then I realized, well, you can just buy 1 month because every episode, every one is exactly the same,
right?
Right? It's so formulaic. The only difference is the setup, maybe a little bit, you know? It's the pizza boy this time, it's the mailman next time, you know, or whatever.
Yeah.
Whereas if you had just someone who was just fucking into it just because they wanted to do it, you'd mm-hmm. see so many different variations probably, right?
Well, you look at porn from the 70s.
Yeah.
You know, you look at both the straight and the queer movies that were being made, and they could be genuinely wacky because they were being made all over the country. There was no sense of demographics for this industry.
Yeah.
It was like, you know, you had some fucking in the movie, you had a guaranteed audience of a certain kind, and it didn't matter if there were other parts where people were just, you know, going off. And you, so you had like much wider range of body types. You had all, you know, all that stuff.
Because that's who was... Also, the number of people who are willing to do it,
right,
was very much more, right, smaller too.
Right, exactly. And
so it was, I guess, pure, I guess, is what you'd call it, or what would you say?
Well, it was people are generally freer, I think, in their creativity when there isn't a career path visible.
Yeah.
When it's like, okay, we're making this thing, we're having this party, we're having the, you know, it's going to be this event, and who knows if we'll do another one, who knows if we'll have to be capable of doing another one, so let's really do what we want in this moment.
Again, it's just like sex or kink or something, yeah, doing it for the sake of doing it. Yeah.
And that's the thing, I mean, to me, that links all of my teaching. It links the teaching that I do in the kink community, it links the teaching that I do in the art world, it links the things that I make, the types of events that I like to have, are really, can all be boiled down to how I'm interested in helping people be more creative in their relationship to life, you know?